Off to a great start, guys.
All right, as long as they don't lose power.
Hello and welcome to another adventure in the Versatile Anomaly Adventure series. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Ben.
Joel.
Fortune.
You need to somehow enhance his audio when he was talking and just make it play louder during the intro.
I probably can.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I have no idea, but I'm going to find out now.
I can fit that whole thing.
I can fit that whole thing in my mouth. That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
I think I made a choky noise.
All right. So, last week, we made it a full 7 feet, I think, before the end.
Yeah.
I think
we made it to the Bearpuss Cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of made it out of it. You guys tried to.
We stepped out of it.
Warren made it out.
We went further.
So did Bo. They both
in
got
the
flown
camp
out.
To
that's right.
The
yes,
castle.
Bo was with the group. So.
Made it further in that episode.
Yeah.
So everyone has just been
by a couple feet at least.
Yeah. Doran has made it. We think to the swamp part.
That's right. Doran got thunder punched and the frickin' aspirin. Froze because of it. the time entity is like, oh, I hit you too hard.
Sorry, guys. Haven't you ever taken a baseball bat to like one of those mailboxes they put cement and shit in?
Oh, God.
That's different.
That's
you talking about
I mean, that's that. How much of a badass Doran is.
Yeah, Doran got nailed.
I mean, he is a prime.
Right.
So he's a bit stronger than just a normal human being.
Right.
Took it like a champ.
I mean, he went around.
He didn't take that like a champ.
I mean, how do we know? He could be unconscious somewhere right now, just getting plowed by Shrunk.
Oh,
yeah, I guess that's always possible.
Boy.
Bust the windows out your car.
Hate it.
So Doran's gone. The group's going to go find him.
Yeah.
Pony thinks they're possibly at Swamp Mart.
Bo's doing some sounding. Look it up.
Wait, what? You may as well just explain it.
I'm not explaining shit. It's gross.
It's
look that shit up, bro.
I'm not looking that up. That sounds dangerous.
Uh-huh. Well.
Sounds like the FBI.
Googling a damn thing, Joe says.
No. You don't have to Google. You just go to Urban Dictionary.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Good.
You don't need to explain.
Ben's down there. Oh, yeah, man. Ben's been there with me.
I understand the concept.
Uh-huh. Very well.
We also... kind of killed. No, Pretz and Pony kind of killed and then brought back Lady Gertrude.
Oh, that was hot.
Trying to make her have a chainsaw arm.
But she is stronger than she ever was before.
We don't know. Yeah. It's up to the listeners.
Oh, it doesn't matter how pissed off she is. She's stronger than she ever was before.
She's never going to forget it.
No.
Oh, boy.
All right, you want to go over some of the votes?
Yeah, let's
find out.
Important.
All right, so the first question we had is, did something change in Lady Gertrude from being separated from her body? She's soul swapped with a megalodon.
It's an angry, nonstop kill machine.
Oh, there you go. Mike was wrong, and the chainsaw hand arm thing happened. I love that one.
That's the dice, not the mic here.
Well, you were wrong to say that roll what meant no.
Honestly, it's granted. There you go.
No, we're gonna.
What is that? In the league? It is decided.
Just decide. We'll just roll for whatever one of these is right.
Well, I mean, it already happened.
Yeah.
There's more.
Because you were
through.
Wrong, I said.
No.
The voters have chosen, man.
Just wait. Maybe there's one that you'll like even worse.
Uh-oh.
Even worse. Even though the rolls denied her chainsaw arm, she was granted the ability to morph anything to her arm.
Oh, God.
Want a chainsaw arm? You got it. Want a dildo arm? Go ahead.
Did you
whatever
write this one?
She wants can meld to her arm for as long as she wants.
Oh, boy.
You still want to roll for it?
I mean,
it's happening.
One of those
way.
Is happening. Which yeah. one's happening?
No, no. There's the possibility of something else, like the Megla. I don't like any of these three so far.
She can. Oh, Jesus Perfect. Christ! She can now come from single penetration. I mean, I'm sure she would be fine with that one.
Oh shit!
It was a spiritual experience.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I really think that we should just go with one of them.
All right, roll it.
All right, 1D4, how many were there?
1d4? Okay, I get to pick on where it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Nope, we're going in numerical Whoa. Order. Oh, she gets to come from single yeah. penetration.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Or do you want me to just change them up?
I think we should change them up a little bit.
Randomize them?
I mean, I'm okay with that one.
I'm picking one of them to start out at. Roll.
Two.
She can come from single penetration.
Oh my God, that'd have been amazing. I want to lie and say that her chainsaw arm can morph into anything, but the one it was is Mike was wrong and the chainsaw hand arm thing happened.
Awesome.
So now she has a chainsaw arm.
Well, okay. Yeah. So unless anything she fucking wants
unless,
arm.
Do you want her to have the anything she wants arm? I mean, it would make for great storytelling.
Okay, how about
roll,
this?
Let's roll for that.
How
for
about Mike. This? I got an idea. Pony has taught her the ways of spiritual penetration. So she has a spiritual chainsaw arm. Whenever she goes for an attack, she has a fucking chi-covered chainsaw. Cut through your soul.
A chi saw?
Hold up.
Yeah. Channel it.
We could do...
This is fucking up everything.
We could do the magic arm.
This is becoming an anime, motherfucker.
But she doesn't have full control over it, and people got to freaking vote next week on what does it turn
Random
into.
Rolls. Okay, I like that.
Okay, I'm okay if it's that. Yeah, right, yeah. Kind of like Bo
let's
and
write that down.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah, like my forums, like everything.
We can say they can control on when it changes, but she doesn't know what it's going to be, and we're going to roll
for every
what
time.
It's going to
yeah.
become.
Oh, yeah.
I just think
I'm waiting
be,
for those
it,
votes.
Would,
those
it
are
would
be, great.
Be more amusing for sure.
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah.
And
you can get wild with that vote.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many dildo votes do you think we're going to get?
I mean, if it's not 90%, then I don't know what's wrong with these people
so,
listen to us.
If you so, went so, with like, oh, go
I,
ahead.
I was going to say, do you want me to set this one up to where people can enter it in and then it's all voted on and like whichever one gets the highest count is the one that.
I just that's put the votes you. In and then we roll with like we do you.
Yeah, so we have like a list.
Yeah, we have a list of them.
And then we can just roll a 20-sided die and see what happens.
I mean, and then like each time it's a dick or a dildo, we'll just make that into one.
That's the same
thing.
She's
going to need like a carry.
No, it's an actual human dick.
Working dick.
She just penetrates.
If it's that.
Would it also have the scrotum?
Yes.
So if it's that, does it like get soft and hard?
What if they don't pick a human?
I was
going
to say, if she got an erection, wouldn't it drop her? From all the blood loss,
that would be all the blood loss.
Oh,
could fill it. Yeah, yeah.
She could lie
and the best
fall
part
over.
Is she's worthless because it's floppy until
yeah.
it's erect.
So acid.
So you can smack
people
with it.
So
if you get in the middle of a fight, and
so then you
no,
Dr. Alfie can actually hook him up to a freaking a bag of blood
drip
and just help
so
get more blood
if
in your
she
system
loses,
so she can stay conscious.
Okay,
oh,
but
God.
If she loses the dildo arm or the penis arm, and she's got all the extra blood going through her, does that mean she has too high blood pressure after that? Like. Just pass out,
this is
like,
why Dr. Alfie is there.
Yeah, Dr. Alfie's going to keep her in
he
check.
He can give
okay,
her
this
more
is all
blood.
Hypothetical.
I
love
her
nothing
her to blood. Joke about.
That's right.
I mean,
solidarity, brother.
We're just pre-planning because you know this is going to be one
well,
of the
yeah,
things.
Well, yeah,
because
now that you've mentioned it, someone is going to write it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, we didn't have to mention it. Somebody was going to say a dick. Yeah.
I just, and I think a double
say,
ender would be sweet.
I mean, it was right here. The first thing, what a dildo are.
I was going to say, how many dicks do you think we're going to get? We're going to get a lot.
Not necessarily.
That's what
human
she said.
Dick.
Yeah. Horse cock.
Horse cock. Imagine a blood doctor helping get to flood that one.
And it neighs when you use it. It's just ski. Do you fucking paint Ben's fucking part?
All right. If it's that, there has to be a Mr. Ed reference into that shit.
All right. Oh, no. Yeah,
get
the real
away
question.
From me, bitch.
If I will sever away.
If Bo is in animal form and her arm is an animal's penis, can she impregnate Bo?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm always a male animal, aren't I?
Hey, have you seen
Nature,
Junior?
Finds a way.
Nature,
Arnold yes. Schwarzenegger got pregnant. That
you're
shit
like
can
the dinosaurs
Arnold's the manliest man
park.
Ever.
You can change your sex. Just
absolutely.
Fine.
He's got the DNA of an African frog.
I mean, he is like a magical duck.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So why not let him become a female? I mean, it's why whatever not? He chooses anyways.
Fuck it. A duck with titties?
Okay, we need to move I'd like that.
All right, so that was the winner.
Those are called ditties.
That's
Look
right.
for that to be one of the things we voted on next week.
Okay, flashback real quick. Fucking Howard the Duck from the 80s. There was a girl with duck titties.
Yeah.
She was in the bathtub and had duck titties. I remember
how many times
did
you masturbate
strange boner
to
that when I was a kid.
That explains a lot.
Goddamn, duck titties. Holy shit.
That explains quite a bit.
It does, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so then the next question we had was, is Doran in danger of dying? The first one is always. I mean,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Make Mike roll for it. Make Joe tell us how it happened.
Oh, God.
Live or die.
It's a twofer.
No.
Live or die.
Yes, but he is a prime. He will return.
And sounds like a Mike vote.
Yes, he's old and definitely has corona.
He's old and has coronavirus.
Oh, damn.
He's done, dude. That's 100% kill rate right there.
He's prime. He'll come back. Man.
His soul will have corona at that point.
What if that is the death of the first prime?
What's that? The death of the fucking meld.
It's Doran getting prime. We figured it out. It's called prime sickness.
Patient zero.
Prickness.
You've got prime sickness. Also called COVID-19.
COVID-19.
All right, so which one are we doing for this?
Wash your hands, wash your face.
Should we make Mike roll for it?
We should.
Yeah, Mike's rolling for this one.
Do
well,
it.
Then he gets to decide how it happened.
Yeah. All right, so if it's odds, he's dead. If it's evens.
So I roll for it, not Matt.
You
it's
can
my
roll
fate.
For it.
Your
evens.
Fate.
Your fate is what you make.
He's alive,
it,
but hurt.
It's up to you. What do you want
what
your
are you rolling?
To be?
It's up to you, man.
Odds is dead.
You want me to roll it or you want you to roll it?
Yeah, but is it a 20?
Oh,
he's alive.
Got an 18.
He's fucked up.
All right.
But he's alive.
He's alive because I know. What?
Tell
it.
Okay,
tell the story about. Shouldn't he tell the story about how it happened?
Let me roll. If I get a 19, he's dead.
Okay. You can tell the story.
If I roll a 19, he's dead.
Do it.
I got one.
Do it.
Whoa, what is this?
Okay.
Oh, that's
a fine time. I thought it was a 19 for a second.
No, 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 it was. I'd have been like, done.
Go on home.
You're out of your home.
Mike quits.
I'm out.
It doesn't mean he can't come back.
Yeah, well, he would. I just thought, but I don't know when.
All right, so he's alive. And then when we arrive to Walmart or wherever he's at is when Pony.
I'll explain the story.
He gets to tell everybody what happened to him since he's already seen it.
Numerous times.
Yes.
Yep.
True.
So. All right, and then give us some scenarios for Pony to talk about for the coming week as he entertains us with his tales. Wow, that's crazy. Pony is actually Cannibal Shia LaBeouf. Wow.
Holy. That's a good one.
That's a mind fuck.
That
right
is
there.
Right there. Wow.
That's
a good one.
Complicates some things.
That's complicated.
Honestly, really, though, how bad would it be?
Terrible.
It could work. It could work.
You tried to kill yourself numerous times.
I'm just saying, it could work.
Was he really?
Yeah. No, I mean,
it was all a ploy.
Never successful.
I don't know how that works.
He knew how he can die.
Uh-huh.
So he made sure that anytime he got maimed, he was going to be brought back.
Who does he work for?
Who does number two work for?
I was hoping that's where it would get taken.
Yeah. I was just waiting for him to finish.
Yeah, so and then we have the time he was a pacifist lover to everyone he saw and what happened.
That's how Randy Griffith came to be.
He tried to bring items from the future back into the time loom and it loop, and it worked for some items, but we won't know what until Pony tells us.
All right.
And then...
But these are scenarios we roll for.
Okay.
We're going to talk about.
All right.
You get two of them, so.
He should talk about the time he took up stenography out of boredom.
Not stenography, calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And then we have some more of the clan.
Stenography is just doing stencils, correct?
House family crests. We have Yodi simply needs to be an updated Smash Mouth album cover covered in something that looks like ketamine.
Oh my God. What if he's Guy Fieri? That's just who he is. That's been him all along.
Okay.
Or he's Violent J as well.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And that's why he kicked the windows out your car?
That's right.
Yes.
He's the same dude. Just different.
He's, split bad version of the guy.
Wait.
The Yoda's Fly
fat
song?
Hobbit now?
You know the Fly song? What fucking band was that?
Was that Chevelle?
No.
Pretty Fly for a Rabbi?
No.
I just want to fly.
I just want to fly.
Oh, Sugar Ray.
Yeah, Sugar Ray.
It's Mark McGrath.
It's Fat Mark McGrath. That's what I figured it was.
Yeah.
Because there's three of them all there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That was a noisy vehicle. We'll see if that kicks in.
Flew overhead.
Yeah.
I thought Ben hit a button.
And we're going to have this. We're going to keep having more of the crests and all that just because we're getting more and more pretty amusing ideas. I really like the Smash Mouth cover one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have...
I can still hear it.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Huh?
Now it's gone. That's a loud truck.
That would have been a helicopter.
Could be.
And we have any random thoughts. Did we miss something? And we have a hot dog is a sandwich.
Isn't that what's on there for the question?
I don't know.
No, damn it. We've gone over this. We came to the conclusion.
Did we?
Yeah, that conversation's over.
if you wouldn't share it with someone or eat half of it with soup, it's not a sandwich.
But I would.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A soup. Him and I share hot dogs all the fucking time.
Right, SpaghettiOs are a soup, and you can put hot dogs in.
What about chili? Is chili considered soup?
Yes.
Chili's no.
Chili. Then I would
chili's
eat chili.
Yeah, with its own form.
Okay. It's just saying. It's the fourth form of matter.
There's gaseous.
Right.
There's
not
liquid.
Soup.
There's
not fucking solid.
And there's chili.
So why isn't cereal soup?
Because it's not chili.
I don't know. I'm lost on this.
This
one.
Is not the podcast for this.
Cereal is soup.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they have the freaking.
These are the questions the Meld must know.
That cold soup.
Now it's part of the podcast.
Or wedding soup or whatever.
Borscht or whatever.
Borscht.
That's
fucking borscht.
That's cold soup. That's fucking cereal.
Oh,
motherfuckers.
Oh.
Anyways,
goulash is considered soup, I think.
Goulash? That's warm.
Yeah.
I want that now.
What?
That's a cereal.
That's why goulash.
Come on, goulash. All
right, we got to quit. Yeah. Matt's going to walk
it's
out.
It's 2020. I guess if you can be a man, that's a woman, you can have cereal.
Yeah, I identify
I
as a sandwich.
I don't give a fuck no more. Move on.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Remember what happened last time we argued about this?
Done. Yeah, carry on, sir.
As long as you don't make me eat it, I don't care what you do.
Uh-huh.
Who? Joe's hot dog?
Anything.
Okay. My hot dog doesn't fit in the bun.
All right, and then the other thing that we missed is Chicago Mothman. There have been many sightings of a tall black figure with large wings and red eyes in and around Chicago since 2018. Similar sightings happened prior to disasters throughout history. Mothman sightings are said to be a bad omen and a precursor to disastrous events.
Oh my God, that's super interesting. You guys should look up something about that. Maybe on Google or...
It's Chicago. Drugs in that area is amazing. Filled with black people. They just seen each other. Like that's...
With red eyes?
With red
and
eyes.
Wings?
That's racist.
Just saying.
Just saying, guys.
Crazy!
Look it up. Pretty
you know,
interesting.
Cop lights are going all the time. And fucking red
flashing,
light.
Flashing.
Flashing
off. Yo, man. There was a goddamn Mothman over there. No, man. That's just another dude walking
down
the street.
I ran into one on 76.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was just fighting in the forest, and all of a sudden it popped up. And I'm like, I'm going to hit you, and it's gone.
I stole all of its eggs.
Came to my camp.
I think I made an egg omelet out of it.
Yeah.
Did you do anything?
Yeah. Yeah,
we could keep stealing the eggs and then making omelets.
Yeah, that's
right. That's all we did. And then I had the water purifier. That's all I used.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're through all the voting. It was pretty amusing.
Cryptozoology.com. Look it up on Facebook.
So where are we heading?
Yeah, I guess so everyone's heading towards Doran as a group through the path, I guess, that Pony knows. And Pony's going to tell us some of his stories. So I suppose we should be rolling for which one of those.
Sure.
That's what, four?
Yeah.
Five?
Four. Yep.
Four.
Four or five, yep.
I said four, yep.
Just pick a dice.
Just pick one.
One.
Uno. You say no?
I said uno.
I thought you were like, no. Like
uno.
No.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, he tried to bring items from the future back into the time loop, and it worked for some items, but we don't know until you tell us.
Okay.
He brought a hot dog sandwich.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I want you guys to look at this shaving cream canister I have here.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. He's bringing dinosaurs. Shit.
If you unscrew the bottom, I found this thing in the woods, and you unscrew the bottom, there's all these weird little embryos in there with different names on them. I don't quite understand them, but I gave them to the scientist man, and now I got a pet goddamn velociraptor.
Wait,
I love
them. Where's this thing been?
It's been in my pocket.
That's just me asking. I'm not a character right
it's
now.
It's one of those raptor. Water spongy things.
It's a little tiny.
It's one of those girls when you put water on it.
You just peed on it and grew.
Throw it in the water. It's a little tiny pocket wrapper. Just a Lego toy. I just pocket right. The whole time.
I like that.
I love it. He's my little boy.
Is there anything else that came through with you?
Gotta be.
Oh, God.
I got a brand new strain of special herbs I'm looking to share.
That you can bring in a time loop.
Mm-hmm.
Called
K2. MK Ultra. You guys ever heard of it?
And you're going to get fucked.
It's some bath salts from... Future Florida.
The spice.
From New Florida. After old Florida was destroyed in the Gator Wars of
New Florida points upward because New Florida's erect.
New Florida so penetrates amazing. America. Instead of the other way around. Florida got sick of being penetrated.
Pony took care of it.
That's right.
All right.
Due diligence.
Bring anything else back?
Some candy.
Disappointed!
Just some Mexican candy.
Everyone's hoping you brought something sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's Mr. Goodbars.
not sweet like tasty, but...
These Mr. Goodbars are full of ketamine and crack rocks.
Yodi immediately grabs one from you, starts eating it.
Hey, man, I'll hold on to this for later, eh? Hey, man.
All right, so as Pony is making a deal with Yodi to...
I get Absolutely. Hungry after Aaron's bath squirts her gravy on me, man. It takes everything out of me. God damn it.
What?
My arms are so tired.
The group is heading towards town.
Oh, God.
Cuddles is riding the scissor bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Two vaginas, one uterus.
Like a motorcycle, as they should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're
and
proper.
They're, you guys come to a clearing off the path. You see a road, and you can see... In the distance, Swamp Mart. Keep wanting to say Swamp Mart.
Oh,
please.
Back to the arm, the magic arm.
Oh, God.
It's in combat she has to roll for what she turns into.
Right.
Outside of combat, she can use whatever the fuck she wants.
Outside of combat, it's always got to be that spirit chainsaw or something.
She can just, if she needs to, like, poke something, she can just, like, become an extra long stick.
And yeah, there's a bee's nest, and she's like...
It's helpful. It can't go kill anybody.
That can be a vote, too.
It can't kill anybody.
Everyone's going to give
it
you guys what you want.
Harm anybody.
Does that split off like the hand in...
Oh, no. It's just it's still just
family?
Hung on by one
Let's
little thread.
Let's not add more complication to this.
Yeah, so she has a magic hand that
my new
runs
favorite
around.
Character.
It's like what's in the idle
wait,
hands.
Wait.
Yes.
It just Is wants it? To murder as soon as it leaves.
Doesn't Cinnamon also have like a plant arm?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's part plant in general.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not
I forgot about that.
Powers.
Yeah, it's great. She's part plant.
After her near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was
both. She fucked a sapling.
Somehow we revived her using rolls and plants.
Oh, God. Mm. All right.
All right. So we need to roll for the next scenario that he will talk about.
We are single-handed, well, not single, I guess all of us, are turning these two females who got left behind all the time into being like the most badass characters.
That's right, dude. We're trying to make up for lost time.
We always fuck up using them. Turn them into a bike. All right, I'm going to jump off you when I'm flying by this bad
they're
guy.
Fucking
Pop
bad.
Both their tires.
They look cool as shit failing.
That's right.
Fair enough.
I need to draw right, the
so
scissor bitches, dude.
Yeah, the crest.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
They're tripping.
Four.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yep.
Where are we at? He should talk about the time he took up stenography out of boredom.
you guys see that Swamp Mart over there?
Yeah.
See the big old letters? I designed those. I got real bored one day and decided I was going to take up stenography. I decided I was going to work on my letters, make them nice and pretty. And then Swamp Mart picked up my drawings on Fiverr. And I made a little bit of money. It was wonderful. So proud of myself for completing something.
Yeah.
And that's the story about how I took up stenography because I was bored.
Just so you know, stenography is the judicial court.
That's exactly what I meant. I was I was shorthand typing.
Disappointed.
Sorry, guys, I didn't do my due diligence. Well, I guess I took up calligraphy instead.
Right.
You mean typography?
Shut the fuck up, Ben.
Poli calls it what calligraphy. Poli wants.
That's right. I'm the only one that matters to me.
So I'm beginning to think Pony's right. It is stenography.
It's what? Stenogra calligraphy?
Well, this is the meld, guys. I mean, so many different things got put together.
It was
including
Swamart. It was Swamart. Now it's S-Mart for sure. Handwriting.
Shop smart.
Oh, my
Shop
God.
Shop S-Mart.
We figured it out. Wait.
S-apostrophe-mart.
Yep.
Smart.
Mart. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Was that cabin?
We just got an ad man.
Was that cabin that we were at?
Slinging stuff at us over here.
Was cabin?
were those dead bodies actually from you, or were they coming out of like a hole in the ground there?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm talking to because my guy's gone, so it's just me asking questions.
You need to talk like Yodi.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Where'd those guys come from? Where'd those guys come from, eh?
It's Canadian
bust
and
the
Mexican?
Windows at your car.
God.
You're always different no matter who's talking about him.
I hate the way
him.
This has all turned out. I'm so disappointed.
Yodi's so confused.
All right. Well, since we're trying to speed it up for Joe's sake.
Let's end it all, man.
We are at the S-Mart, Swamp Mart, and you can hear screams of pain from Doran. And I guess you guys are going to decide what you want to do. You want to head in? You want to try and locate him?
He'll be fine in just a few minutes. He's okay.
Are you guys just saying no one's going to do anything?
I'm letting you guys tell the story, man.
Bo?
Mm-hmm.
I hear everything's going okay.
He's good. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Cuddles good? Is going to go over and start poking Doran
Who's
with a
good?
Stick.
Oh, we found Doran?
Yep. Doran's like, yeah,
we hear him.
Scream.
Knocked
we
out
see
the
him.
Spirit
well,
punch.
Cuddles is going to run off and find him to poke him with a stick.
Whoop, wrong button.
All right, you realize that he is on top of the store, and it looks like...
And then we wonder how Cuddles got up there.
I throw my stick up. No, it goes bitches. Up like 3 feet and just falls.
Ow.
Cuddles, you son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
And as you do that, the doors of Swamp Mart open up.
It's a siesta.
And out walks Archie Prime.
Yo, Archie. Okay. How you doing, boy?
Yeah, all right, Pony. How have you been?
Pretty great.
Did the stuff I told you work? Did you find a way to get rid of Steven?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, how'd you do it?
I just tricked him into killing you, and
is that how I died? You guys didn't tell me that when I ran into you. And
no, it's all good, man. I tricked him into killing you, and then we all brutally massacred him. But I had to get him real cranky first, so I made sure he didn't sleep, and I made sure we just kept pissing him off. Wow. It was fun.
Who did the final blow?
Cuddle just realized that Steven hasn't been there the entire time. He's like, oh shit,
oh god,
I forgot about that guy.
Do you think it solved the time loop problem for you?
Nope. Still here, bro. I got that big hairy bastard up top of the Swamp Mart to kill him off.
Doran?
Yep.
Why is he on top of the building?
Oh, he got punched like a little bitch.
Well, let's go get him. We're going to head up and go get him. I have the keys to the roof. Let's go.
Sounds good.
So, wait. What happened to him?
He got donkey punched.
Yeah, but... like.
Oh, okay. Okay, about that. The fight. Why did he get his ass kicked in the fight?
Jesus.
Well, that's a funny story. I've been up all night experimenting on a new strain, and I needed a test subject. So I injected him in his butt cheeks while he was sleeping. He woke up slightly, but then I slapped him, and he went back to sleep. And then the drugs kicked in. And he couldn't fight for shit. It was hilarious.
I believe that. That is a viable story.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It was hilarious seeing him flailing around, calling out attacks that he didn't know, and smashing himself into the wall.
He was, too. Sort of.
Uh-huh.
All right.
He He's over in the corner fighting himself in the corner, and everybody
found
like
a baby bear puss
and
was just punching it. He didn't really know
what's
going on.
It's already dead. Stop. He's like, I must avenge this mother.
So that's what really happened. He didn't get punched.
No.
The spirit entity was just confused why the fuck Doran ran away to the top of S-Mart and just froze. Like, what the fuck is this idiot doing?
Why is he brutalizing this poor the bear puss's body? It's horrible.
We're just trying to save the bear puss.
Uh-huh.
All right, so as you guys are telling the story, you start walking in.
Swinging around by the testicles and everything.
And the alarms go off because this is riches.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
Slow.
Are in a mechanical form and cannot pass through. So they unmeld, and Archie goes, wait, what the fuck?
Oh, don't worry about that.
I lent them to you to help you out. This isn't even the right cinnamon.
It's all
Dude,
good, man.
Do you see how badass these people are?
What happened to them?
Made them into a motorcycle, man. It's all good.
We made them faster.
They're stronger.
Better in every way.
Archie looks at Lady Gertrude and goes, are you okay with this?
No, man.
I can't buy my new porter.
Fucking Marge Simpson is the voice of... Lady Gertrude.
Sound the movie, eh? Yeah.
It's okay. I'm trying my best.
Oh, you sound a little bit
I can't get my new parts, though.
She sounds like the old man from Family Guy.
You're pissing me off. I'm trying my best, guys. Doing my best.
All right. He goes, your voice sounds funny, but... Did you help out Pony? Did you ever do everything he asked?
Mm-hmm.
How did everyone treat you? Because when I ran into you guys before, it looked like you were very unhappy.
I don't know, but I got all these track stains between my toes. I'm guessing he keeps getting me high, so I forget.
Holy shit.
He said if I ever wanted to work, I need to keep the tracks between my toes or between my fingers where nobody can see them.
You were supposed to just help him fight. Protect him.
I did.
All right. Well, Cinnamon, where is the cinnamon I lent you?
She dead.
She's not really dead. She's part plant, though.
No, that's the cinnamon from a different meld.
Yeah, we don't know. We lost her a long time ago.
This one looks like she was a whore.
She was.
Yeah.
We double bagged it,
No offense, Cinnamon.
She's got her own lubrication now.
She had a crazy demon child.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
That got shot by a professor.
It was pretty wild, man.
So it's Dr. Alfie probably.
Mommy.
My baby. Okay, well, this is not at all what I expected.
Dr. Alfie, PhD. He's pouring out one for the homies.
I know that we've probably went over this a million times. Is this how it happened before?
Oh, dude, I don't even remember. It's happened so much. It's just a blur at this point.
You're still using the drugs that come through.
What drugs?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You're not my dad.
I don't care. Yodi goes out his points. He's holding. He's
a little snitch.
He's not giving me any.
Got that rope with the back.
Well,
he's got a little teardrop tattoo.
Disappointed!
And the fucking baggie with the tattoo.
Archie tells Cinnamon
y'all need
that
some
he's
beer
got.
Out.
Archie tells Cinnamon he's got a scanner to see if she's the prime Cinnamon because she's been through way too much and should not have survived all of that. And the Cinnamon he lent you was not a prime, but she knew about primes.
Mm-hmm. I think she's probably.
And same thing with Lady Gertrude. She's
probably the prime.
So as you're going up there, he takes them off.
She's got that prime pussy.
He sends them off to Prime Surplus, which is. Part of
Prime Surplus.
Yep, Prime Surplus.
Was that like
is
a
that
department?
A fucking division? Yeah. Is that smart?
It's the Sam's Club. You need to pay for a membership.
Oh,
right.
God.
No, that explained the alarms when they went in. I'm sitting here confused as fuck. Like, what kind of store is this?
It's a hidden store. Like, no one's really supposed to know about it. So, he takes them in there, has them go get checked.
He only accepts
you got a fucking IKEA in the middle of the swamp. No one's going to notice that.
He takes you guys up to the roof. And Doran's...
Camouflaged.
Doran's lying there in a daze. Part of the roof, like the little metal parts, are like through his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no idea what the fuck happened. Other than there's a stick that hit him in the head.
Sorry, man. This is going to clear you right up.
Doran pops up.
It was adrenaline and liquid
chunk
cocaine.
Chunk of metal stuck in his arm.
That was liquid Viagra. Now he's
raging hard. Viagra and cocaine.
He was. did I forget he was laying on his stomach and his dick's what lifted him up?
Yes. Like, he was doing cock push-ups.
All you need is one.
Cuddles is going to walk up and grab onto the metal and put his foot on his chest and just ream it out. And then reaches and grabs Yodi and just like shoves his face in it.
Doran's arm was falling off when you did that.
Yeah, he shoves his face in there. Make him slobber all over it.
Doran passes out from the pain.
So. Give him some more crack.
He's slowly healing through the Yodi spit.
Mm-hmm. Archie has some of his people carry Doran over to Prime Surplus as well. I ask you guys to go through the store and see if there's any gear you need.
I want some crackers.
That's not gear.
Is that Lambus bread?
Yes. I need some Lambus bread. A single bite, fill a man's belly for a week.
They do have that.
Awesome.
There's a department for elven goods.
I think Doran should check the hunting and fishing section.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or bow.
He needs a bright orange vest. Yeah. Keep himself from getting fucked up.
Wait, am I still a duck?
Absolutely, dude.
You're whatever you want. We're not in combat.
Well, I don't want to be the duck.
He's just waddling behind everybody.
So you yourself.
You were a griffin. Oh, no, you were like a Tweety Bird. Never mind.
Yeah.
So as you guys are heading towards their little medical bay in Prime Surplus, see Cinnamon looks healthy. No longer looks like she's drugged up.
Carrying 4 or 5 STDs.
But she still has the plant parts mixed into her body. She tested positive for being a prime.
Awesome. Amongst other things.
Lady Gertrude did not. And Archie is really confused how that happened. He has no idea. He's never seen it before. Now, he's messed with time phantoms before, but...
Fucking time phantoms.
But he's never actually had anything like this happen. No, this wasn't a prime. He didn't send his prime because he has no idea where the prime Lady Gertrude is. He's been trying to find her.
I'm going to impregnate her.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
I didn't lend her to you for that. Like, she is one of my people.
How do you think girls become primes?
Not that way.
That's how
I
it
know
happens.
I had to have explained how this works before.
No, primes. You haven't.
If you're lending someone else a person.
Mm-hmm.
I pay her to do this.
You're a slave trader.
Shit, you fucking pimp.
Oh, that's homophobic.
No,
that's
he pays
racist.
Her with life-giving water.
He's the prime
pimp. I don't have the right button
pimp.
For it.
He's the prime pimp, yeah.
He's the prime
I know
pimp.
When you guys ran into me before, I told you that I was a prime hunter like Doran.
Nope, doesn't ring a bell. Through.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Prime hunter.
Oh, Cuddles clearly was not.
Mm-hmm.
So how was it dying?
I think Bo was unconscious.
I honestly don't know because when that version of me died, it was not a prime. I got his memories.
So,
but not the pain.
You should have saw the amazing Viking funeral we gave you.
It was pretty sweet.
We had these balloons that like floated you up in the air, and we lit you on fire, and you floated away.
And then the balloons popped, and you hit
it
the
sounds
ground.
Like something that Archie would have enjoyed.
It was pretty fantastic.
Fantastic.
I am a little disappointed that he chose to attack Alana, of all people, but it seems like the right move to get Steven upset, so I'm assuming Pony masterminded that.
Yeah, she was a thought. She had it coming.
I still can't believe it. I've been hanging out with these guys for a while now, and I didn't even recognize that Steven wasn't there.
Yep.
God, I hated Steven.
I think everyone hated Steven.
He was a
Steven.
Cunt.
Yeah. What a bitch.
Well, mm-hmm. If you guys didn't kill him, he would have caused some mass issues for you.
Well, he let that one girl with the strap on just rail at him.
Rail.
What's her name? Hikate?
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Oh, she split him in half.
She pounded so much into him.
He got pregnant.
See, all I remember from that Archie is that I was trying to get swastikas, like mm-hmm. helmets.
Yeah.
Like whatever happened to that gear I collected?
I still got it. Clunk.
I'm gonna. You can keep it.
Puts on the armband.
Oh my god.
Zig Heil.
I mean, he knows nothing's gonna happen because I'm sure he's done
instantly,
it before. Numerous times.
Instantly turns blonde hair and blue
eyes. Takes off his mask.
Aryan race. It's like a magical Aryan race.
Oh, he powers up to Super Saiyan, man. He's got the blue eyes and the blonde hair.
He was Justin Bieber the entire time.
Right. The only real Nazi in this world.
His superpowers curb stomping.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Yeah.
You've completely sidetracked me at this point.
Oh, a good time.
You want to see something cool?
So,
You want to see something real cool?
Yeah.
Check out this cool tattoo I got. It's on my penis.
Oh, I don't want to see it now.
Is this Pony talking?
Yes.
All right.
It's a measuring stick.
It does 7 millimeters.
That's right. It goes up to 3.5 inches. That's the biggest I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we...
deep down inside me.
Archie now knows how we sent that dead Archie off.
To hell.
Right. And Archie Prime's happy with it. He explains to you that since none of you asked, he's just going to explain. Because Pony clearly.
Typical fucking Archie.
Well, that is how he was.
He's mansplaining to us again.
Yeah, he is.
Close your goddamn legs, Archie.
He got all this gear that's in the Prime Surplus from the professor before he died.
That's the guy that gave me my Velociraptor.
He's been, well, the professor.
Which one died?
I think it was the other. I don't know which one it was. It was the one that Archie
was
in.
So many.
So it was the second world we were
at. That was the smarter one.
Right.
The smart one.
The one in this world is just fucking stupid.
Right, yep. Right. And he's been building up this place trying to figure out how to stop the looping for Pony. And they found a way to make it so they can track records, but they're kind of jumbled. And Pony usually helps them figure it out, but this Pony clearly doesn't want to.
They had a bunch of stenographers who typed it down.
That's the stenography you were doing.
You were done.
This
for like,
is happening.
For like a million years, you were just sitting there just typing away what fucking Archie
let
said.
Let me transcribe all this stuff for you.
Because
I am a stenographer.
Yeah. Hey, perfect.
I'm gonna read all this shit out for
you. Full circle. Now we got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He explains that he does explain that they were able to put together a room to practice. And since Doran looks like he was pretty messed up from the fight with the Phantoms, and clearly the girls were injured, and you can
is this an episode of Scooby Doo? Motherfucking time Phantoms?
Zoinks!
So he wants all of you to pick out some gear, and you're going to fight some and practice since you guys have horribly failed almost every single fight because he's watched you.
But Cuddles looks at you and goes,
disappointed!
But did we die?
No, you did not, but it's taking forever. So.
Unfortunately, Cuddles is not vaccinated.
So there are three.
He's not going to make it very long.
There are three machines that you guys will have to fight that mimic the Phantom's movements. You take three hits, and if any one of you takes more than three hits, you're out.
Can
you're
I fight
dead.
The pirate ghost instead?
No.
Wait, come on. Wait, is this like the three different kinds of robots on Breath of the Wild?
Ooh.
No, this is the Power Rangers movie that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, I have no idea.
They got to practice on fighting the rock things.
Yeah.
The putty.
Sounds good.
So he's going to push you all in there, and you're going to fight him. Practice up.
If that's
you,
hot.
If you figured out any gear you want, anything extra.
G2G,
I want
brother.
A robot killing sword.
One right.
hit, it kills the robot.
An insta-kill robot sword.
All right,
I want an EMP.
He gives you a sword that does that. It won't work on these, but he'll give you that for future.
But I want a sword that just kills everything. One hit.
That's any sword.
Just one hit.
Got to match the rolls for
the
it.
The lightsaber.
He gives you a sword Windows that will lightsaber. Kill anything in one hit if you roll a 15 or higher.
I want a torch. Lightsaber. It's a torch and I hit a little lightsaber right. pops up.
The door's shut behind you. You've got your sword 15 or higher. Wait. And immediately the robots come out. The little ones make phantoms.
What's Doran got?
Doran didn't grab anything. He's equipped with demon hunting swords, so he's fine.
Pony's standing outside the door with
Pony is
Archie.
In there. Pony
these guys
is
are
in
clearly
there.
Fucked.
It's not going to hurt you. It's a simulation.
No, it's okay. I'm good.
All right, so Pony's sitting it out. He's not going to fight with you guys, I guess.
I've been here way too many times.
He's been through it before. All right, so what are you going to do? Because they're letting you have initiative.
I'm conjuring up some critters.
What dice roll was that? It was a 20, wasn't it?
Woo, critters!
I don't know.
I think so.
It doesn't say.
I think Sean's got the list.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I need a label.
Pretz has the list.
All right.
Pretz a list.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
A sneaky snake.
Heck yeah.
It's just the guy from the YouTube video. I'm a snake. I'm a sneaky snake.
It's until he wants to change.
Oh, he's a sneaky snake.
Yep. Yeah.
I summoned a sneaky snake.
Yeah.
A sneaky snake.
Yeah, you got to roll for how many, right? I just don't remember how many it was. It was a
D10. D20.
For the sneaky snake, I don't think so.
Do the D10s. Fine.
They're just going to fill the robots and burst from the inside.
One.
One sneaky snake.
That's what it's all right. A sneaky snake.
He's all extra right. sneaky.
That's not sneaky snakes.
Super sneaky.
Sneaky snakes.
Oh, Archie, you can hear his voice coming. Remember, partner attacks are the only things that'll hurt these.
Is this the fucking training room from Professor X and shit?
Trying to help you out so you don't do what you did last week.
All right, so I'm going to, Pretz is just going to go in Cuddles, whatever, by himself. Since he's a dual attack
roll
anyways,
for it.
And he's going to swing his sword.
17!
All right, you killed one.
Yeah!
That was a bad move on my part.
That was fun. I killed something.
I'm going to...
You're not there, dickhead.
I'm going to throw Wolverine.
You're not in there. Not in there.
I am too in here.
You're literally
I'm literally right here fighting the robots. I've been fighting them the whole time.
What, has it got some in your ear again that he thinks...
Archie is confused.
He's just there
and
now.
He just goes, God damn it, Pony. I told you not to do this shit.
I'm in there failed somewhere and it just completely reset. Right.
I'm going to pull out my Pokemon and I'm going to throw it. Throw the Pokeball.
But there's no Pokemon. You don't have
that's
Pokemon.
What, that's what
that's
he
what
picked.
I brought from the future.
It's one of the items that made it.
I didn't have to list them all, right?
Oh my God. That's another thing we should mark down for voting.
Fuck,
what else did he bring back from the future?
Also, all right, Matt. If
what,
he rolls.
What Pokemon do I have?
It's odds or evens. If he has it,
he
or
has
not.
Deluxo.
Yes,
even got it.
I got me a Pokeball,
a Deluxo.
I'm gonna throw it.
All right. Whoa. What's gonna come out? All right. So what comes out is not a Pokemon. It's one of Ben's forms,
or
comes out a real one.
Isn't there like a thing where
so
you?
It's
can,
not me though.
No, it's not you.
There's Wait. A Pokemon randomizer.
Yeah, I would say I would do that.
Oh, all right. Pokemizer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we're gonna do that. Should have some like, elevator music going.
Pokemon randomizer.
Do.
Roll 100-sided die.
Am I using all type? God damn it, pick one, you fucking bitch. What the fuck is this thing? This is the first thing that popped up on my screen.
Oh my God, I got a pincer.
All right.
What's it?
Pincer. Go.
Oh yeah!
I have no idea what that
it's
is.
It's gonna team up with the sneaky.
That's OG. That's 150.
It's a bug type. It's not gonna work very well against the robots. But
hey, it's what sneaky snakes teaming up with you, right?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do it, sneaky snakes.
All right, pick an attack.
The sneaky snake is an electrical sneaky snake.
I don't care if it is. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's a fucking eel.
He's gonna straighten it out like a cartoon. He's gonna straighten it out and then ram it into the hole.
I was gonna say use it like a sword.
All right. I'm gonna do odds and evens again.
Opa.
Evens, so it works.
All right.
Yeah.
1d10.
Hey. Gotta catch them all.
That's a pretty sweet attack.
Uh-huh.
Archie's getting irritated.
Don't worry, Archie. I'm back out here with you, buddy. It's all good. I'll pat Archie on the back.
Scissor bitches.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
All right, so right now she's just going to have her chainsaw arm. She pulls her chainsaw arm out.
Her spirit chainsaw.
And
her cheese saw has been called it.
Simon Gingerstein like wraps vines around her and swings her around like a fucking propeller. With
oh my God. That's so hot.
What? Yeah. I mean, I see it, but
wraps the vines around her legs and just starts going fucking spinning.
Like you do your kids.
Everyone else has to hit the floor if you want to do this attack.
Okay, they yell duck.
All right.
And then Ben turns into a duck.
What?
Quack.
whoa.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. All right, I guess it's going to hit. So D20 to see how hard it hits.
All right.
Well, wait, it hits me?
No. Where?
18.
All right, so do a D10. Wait, which one are you attacking?
That
the one that's
that was
damaged.
Already hit. All
right.
You said a D6, right?
I said 10.
D10. Oh. Oh, God. You should have stuck with the D6.
Right.
All right. Anyone else? Who else has to go? We have had...
Oh, has an
Yodi,
Dr. Alfie,
Aerisbath, and Doran.
I mean, I summoned the sneaky sneak.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Doran, you gonna roll for?
Doran is going to team up or? With Dr. Alfie.
Dr. Alfie, can he inject him with adrenaline?
That'll work.
That's right, yeah.
So Alfie injects him with adrenaline.
Oh,
right
shoot,
in the
it's,
neck.
It's morphine. No, he's got two syringes. He's not sure which one is which.
And he just uses both at once.
But because Doran's still a little bit out of it, he needs you guys to tell him which one to attack.
Attack the little one, man.
Alfie is going to...
He's going to control him like a mech.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to grab onto his ears and steer him.
He's got a beard, right?
So Doran just starts swinging both of the swords.
He's like Ratatouille.
Yes, dude.
Home there.
All right. So he's heading for the one that's damaged already?
Sure, why not?
Yep.
All right, Matt, do a 1d20. 10 or higher, he'll hit once or twice.
Nope.
And he hits once. So a d6.
He's just like, fuck, I'm rolling again. I'm rolling again.
Six.
Hey. You killed one. There's only one left.
Sweet.
So we have Yodi and Aerisbath.
Aerisbath and Yodi are gonna.
Oh my God!
Crawl up in her vagina and she's gonna gravy spray him. He's gonna do a diving fork.
He's gonna do like a Superman.
I think of South Park is who wants to see my amazing trick from the movie? It's like ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Oh, Jesus. Okay. What's the propelling force here?
So
the exploding gravy.
How has it gone? Yeah,
he can, so much gravy.
He can do an elbow drop.
I summon
sneaky snakes.
Well, you can let him elbow drop out.
So
he does the citizen's drop.
Roll a d20 to see how far you go.
Oh, I thought I went up.
Like how strong it is. So the higher it is, the stronger it is.
Oh, 14.
So it's medium strength, and then a d20 to see if you hit 14 or higher.
Critical failure.
Yodi goes flying against the wall, and he's literally stuck with the forks in.
Oh, God. And his pants are down.
His legs are kicking.
His pants are down, and the robot's feeling randy.
Air's bath is done. She will not be attacking the next round. She can't walk.
Into an outlet? He's just electrifying himself right now.
It's like a cartoon and shit. You fucking see a skeleton flash.
Oh, Jesus.
Yodi took some damage.
Like on Home Alone, too.
So the robot gets two attacks. It's going to go for...
Penetrate.
It's not going here, electrified Yodi.
You know what we need? Hold on 1 second. Sorry. You know what we need? Is when we hit a one, we need like a... like an alarm to go off and shit. Like a raid siren.
To steal the one from...
Did you crap yourself?
No, I had a Charlie horse.
Metal Gear Solid.
Oh. Or like fucking MST3K when they're opening the doors and it's like... bark, bark, bark. Yes, dude, that would be amazing.
Just that's have your need. Face, it just spins around and goes towards the carry back.
Anyway.
I'm still having a Charlie horse. All right, let's keep going.
You want me to rub your thighs?
No. Well, I mean, maybe...
I'll go under the table and rub you, buddy.
No, let's keep going. No. So it's good. Oh, I'm supposed to be attacking him.
The robot cramped. Missed the turn.
Critical error. We're gonna roll the robot.
So Dorn would be pretty close,
it's
right?
It's laughing so hard at Yodi, it's fucking cramping up.
No, it's gonna...
It doesn't compete.
It's going to grab Dorn and try and throw him up in the air.
Ceiling. Papa!
So it's gotta get 15.
But it's cramping. It ain't gonna do shit.
God.
It misses Dorn altogether.
It punches itself in the face.
It gets one more attack.
Critical failure.
So now it tries to back arm him, like just to smack him across the room. And it's got to be a 14 or higher.
You smack it.
One.
Oh, Jesus, this robot sucks. And Archie gets pissed. Fuck.
Stupid robot.
Calls like Steven. Yeah.
Or Steven, and Steven and Archie are basically the same guy.
Right. Yeah. I just wasn't doing Archie's voice.
God dang stupid robot.
All right,
you guys'
roll. You guys' turn.
No, what did the robot do? It had to do something crazy. It got a one. So it like
I thought it was a seven.
That one was a seven.
Was it?
The first one was a one.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, the first one was a four.
No, the first roll that looked like a one was a one. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. That one looked like math. I'm out.
I thought he
no
had
numbers
a four
for me.
Missed.
It was a one.
No. The first one that looked like a one was a one. This one looked like a one, but it was seven.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair. The roll was a four.
Okay.
The one that you're thinking of.
All right. Now it makes more sense.
Yes.
All right. So you guys can do attack. Except for Yodi and Aerith Bath because they're out of
critical failures.
<You're
fine.
laughs> Critical doomed.
I don't know if Aerith Bath will ever walk the same again.
At this point, she's just a gravy bouncer.
Oh.
Right. She's like one of those toys that you smash and it squirts.
He'll lick her with his magic juices.
Yeah, he heals her up.
He's electrified right now.
He gives
so
it a special,
it'll be electrified and healed. It'll be like
the special sauce.
Cuddles
that he only
is going
keeps for
to
family.
cartwheel over to Yodi and just poke him with a stick.
With a wooden stick, hopefully. All
right.
Yes. It's the Yodi. Torch that's out right now.
He
doesn't knock him free. He's just poking him.
No, a tenor high or
smack him
ten
with
or
the
lower.
Stick.
Yodi will fall off the ground face first. Fall to the ground face first.
Oh ten. My god!
You accidentally knocked him down. He lands face first.
But at least he's
only,
not electrocuted anymore.
It's from an outlet, so he's only about like a foot off the ground. But for his height, I mean, that's
pretty far.
It's like through the. Attic
Yodi
of a garage,
will return the next round.
And right down the concrete.
Yodi through the garage.
He's been pissing himself.
Yodi broke his collarbone.
He's literally on fire. Like his hair is on fire. Yodi's hair is on fire.
Yodi don't have hair.
Not anymore. Anyone
got
else?
Some peach fuzz. I'm going to jump on my Pokemon's back and see if we can't penetrate this robot.
With what?
Spirit cack.
Ooh, the eternal spirit sword dick.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I mean,
what is this cock going to do?
I'm going
to
hold on.
No, like, what damage? What are you expecting it to do to the robot?
Just
rip
listen
the
real
insides
quick.
Apart.
Just hear me out, bro. Okay? I'm going to sit on top of Pincer's head and hold on to his little pincers. And he's going to run while my spirit cock is hanging out in the front like a jousting fucking staff.
So you're going to try and knock the robot over?
No. I'm going to penetrate this fucker and disintegrate it from the inside out with my spirit cock.
All right. Has to be an 18 or higher to even penetrate it.
So close.
16. All right. So your spirit cock runs right into the robot.
Bends.
It's broken.
It's like a puff of glitter went up in the air.
It like slides off of it.
Oh God. Deflecting blow.
You got fucking chafing right at the fucking head now. Oof.
And you and Pincer just keep on going right to the wall, but you don't get hurt.
Can we penetrate Yodi? By accident?
You didn't go to Yodi, Jesus.
If it was a one, yes.
Oh my man. God. Well, Yodi would have to roll a one, right?
No, if it was a roll one, I was going to have you penetrate, and then it was going to chop off your spirit dick.
It's okay. I can grow another one.
Wait, what?
My spirit. It's my chi.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next attack. We got to speed this up.
These are bitches.
Because you're bitches.
And they all count.
Two vaginas, one
They're
uterus.
They're going to turn into a motorcycle.
All right.
Drive up a wall.
Oh, okay.
Shoot themselves off, jump off of it because they can
do a
that.
Sweet flip.
Like, yeah, no longer be in the form together. They're going to jump off.
They're going to do separate. Their wheels are going to go like that, and it's just going to push back.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do backflips. They're going to separate, and they're going to go in chainsaw with.
And a plant spear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Plant saw.
18 or higher.
They figured out how to make
to
a chainsaw
see
out
if
of a
you
plant.
Can jump off the wall.
An 8. They just run right into the wall.
No, they roll up, they start going up, and they come back on their wheel, tip over.
Oh.
It happens.
But they separate.
It's all good. It was worth a shot. All right, so Dr. Alfie and who else?
Doran.
And Bo.
And Bo. And the sneakity snake. Sneaky snake.
Dr. Alfie's just gonna... Nope.
I mean, all four of them can do some type of
power move.
Ooh, yeah. Power move.
Okay, so
yes,
Bo could throw up.
Wait, what?
Dr. Alfie could grab the snake. Bo could throw them both up in the air, and then who's left?
Doran.
So Doran could just like hit him like a volleyball spike, and he sticks the snake into the top.
What? So what happens with Alfie?
He's flying through the air like a volleyball, holding a snake.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. All right.
He blows himself up a little bit by blowing into his thumb. And becomes more of a ball.
Good.
He has little arms still so he can hold on to the snake.
But how's the snake?
He straightens it out like in a cartoon. He's got a big spear.
He shoves that stick that was used to knock Yodi down right up its
he's
ass.
He's a sneaky snake. He's being sneaky because he's actually a sword.
He's sneaky.
Yeah.
That's just the name of the sword.
Yeah, the sneaky snake.
Somehow becomes summoned as a critter. It's all right.
Oh, my God.
All right. He points the head and out. Beater.
Really consistent with 18 or higher.
Oh, my God. A 17.
All right. So
that's a pretty good shot.
With how amazing that was for four people.
When?
It should have been.
Some coordination.
At least a 15 or higher.
No. So what happens is thrown in the air by Bo. Doran smacks both of them, they're flying in. The snake doesn't actually jab in, but Dr. Alfie instead grabs parts of the robot as he goes flying by and rips them off. So nice. Do 1d6 for damage.
That's usually what I do when I see somebody I don't like. Just run by, grab parts, and run.
See how much damage I can
rip them off.
I was waiting for her, right. And Alfie started farting out the air.
So the robot,
to correct his fucking
being angry that it's lost some of its parts, tries
to hit
Alfie as he's flying by him with parts.
Okay.
So he's going to do both attacks, like 1-2 with the punches. So roll twice. He's got to get a 16 or higher.
Poor two.
Missed.
15.
Missed. All right. He missed both.
Hey.
All right. It's your guys' turn.
We just went. Everybody went.
Yeah. The robot missed trying to attack Alfie.
He was trying to kill Alfie.
I want to be very best.
Alfie has lived way too long.
Is Yodi
Yodi and Aerospath have returned.
Well,
Aerospath isn't walking, but she's conscious.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I ran, Alfie had 2 hit points.
Yeah.
So
that's all he ever had.
That's it.
Bo wants to morph up into something so somebody can use him.
He wants to kill
Alfie. Awesome.
Finish off what you say with Pony around.
Yodi's gonna go and have
all right.
Little Healy.
We gotta roll for Bo first.
That's right.
All right, so roll. What was it? D20.
Yeah,
12.
I will travel across the land.
You turn into a horse tornado.
Yes. Yes. Oh shit! No, that fucks everything up.
Yes. It's on, dude. It's on,
and that counts as a multi attack.
Oh, boy.
Because he is
that's a many horse horses.
Tornado.
Many right, horses. What's your attack going right. to be?
They just all suddenly just sit on top of them
horse
and rip
all
the tornado attack.
what was that? I don't remember what Sean did for that.
Kick Blurry up horses? Kick.
That yeah, was like what? Like kick? Anything higher than a six was a hit.
Pretty much.
It was something ridiculous.
Yeah. Plus it was like 12 horses roll or something.
Just like random hoofs come out and kick you in the face.
Oh. You killed it. It's like the horse tornado every time.
I just imagine it spinning around just a random hoof just coming just giving it a hook to the jaw.
It's animated like just a cloud that wiggles and then like things pop out.
Just a little
hook. Yeah, like five frames.
Yeah.
Archie is really disappointed that the robots didn't work out as well. And he gets frustrated, kind of goes over to his computer, the one that's supposed to store information for a time loop, explains to himself for the potential time loop that the training simulation did not work, and he's going to go back to the professor and find out why, one of the other professors. Oh. And that is where we're going to leave off for the week. You guys have been trained, defeated that. Now that you've been trained, though, it no longer requires a group attack to attack kill a phantom if it's there.
Yay!
Did I pull a Joe? I roll for something.
I don't care. I mean, that's what made it great before. Roll. No one's been doing that this time.
Last minute roll.
Last minute roll.
One more roll.
For what?
Yeah. Well,
doesn't matter.
Whoa. Give me an idea. Should I be expecting a 20 or more to get it? How big is
Why
this?
Don't you just determine the number and he'll tell you after the roll?
16 or higher and you'll get it.
Right.
Has to be a 16 exactly. 18?
You got it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to walk up with that sword and run it through Alfie.
No!
Holy shit,
what
no!
Sword? What sword?
My death sword.
No!
It's the one that kills everything.
The one-hitter oh.
hits.
God
and
damn.
And he hits, since it was a... I mean, that's what it was, so...
Why?
So, Alfie, what happens is...
Whoa.
I stick my sword through, and sparks, and it falls apart, and it's a robot.
Alfie's a robot? Why?
Where the fuck's real Alfie been?
He hasn't been with us for a while.
Oh, God,
Didn't
no.
Didn't I plant a bean as Doran to get him back? Him? Dr. Alfie was a robot.
He was a fembot the whole time.
That explains why he lived so much longer.
Dr. Evil made him?
That does make sense to why he'd live longer.
And why he's actually learned. Intelligent.
My baby boy.
Machine learning.
My sweet... Sweet baby boy.
Because every story I kept hearing did not make him sound like Alfie to me.
God damn. Yeah, it was shit. Actually just Google, and they had taken
they
everybody's
Google
information.
In robot form.
Made an AI from it.
It was Alf, not Alfie. It was Alf
yes.
from the show.
It was.
All right, well, Dr. Alfie is gone.
R.I.P.
Doran's got one bean left, and he's afraid to plant it now because they got deceived. Hopefully, Alfie's not gone forever. Alfie. Real Alfie's not gone forever, I hope. I guess that can be a vote, too. If Doran plants the bean, or should Doran plant the bean, and will it bring back real Alfie?
I'm sad. Now I can't carry my little baby hammer.
Damn, you had to end on a downer. All right.
It's the...
That's the end.
It's the Empire episode.
Deborah Downer.
All right. So if you want to listen to this a couple days early and watch the video of this... Yep, it's still going.
Yeah,
you,
go.
You can
Fresh batteries.
Become a patron at versatileanomaly.com/Patreon if you want to get some cool merch, t-shirt. I don't know what else they have. Tapestries.
Baby Thicker. Onesies.
Yeah, Thickers? Baby onesies. You can get a coconut.
Lingerie.
Some leggings.
You can go to versatileanomaly.com.
If they're not jeggings, I don't want them.
Merch.
Yoda. Yoda pants.
Other than that, if you look in the show notes, you can join our Discord and we talk about some weird ass shit like this all the time. And we play some games, PC and Xbox. Yep. So if you want to jump on there and play
Switch
some games
well.
With us. Yeah.
Yeah, we play all kinds of stuff.
Play some games with us and try to get some good GTA time in.
Maybe just don't play games with my heart.
Maybe just we'll get some of those huge 16 person racing. Yeah. Maybe ones who don't.
God, racing was just terrible the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
And if you want to know when the episodes release and all that, facebook.com/versatileanomaly.
Oh.
All right. That's it for the week.
We love you, patrons.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We've had some upgrades.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even better.
Seriously, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. I guess that's it for the week.
Take us out, Benjamin.
All right.
Peace out.
Play us out, Benny.
Bye.
Okay, so. I don't like the fact that I'm leaving up to the voters.
It's happening.
I want to take it back now. Can you go back and delete that?
Tavar!
I just want to do, can I do something this time?
Fuck.
I kept saying, I was like, no. Okay. I was like, I'm going to not even say what it is until I get a roll for it.